This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Welcome back to Hoot and a Half with Matt King
and Mike Sheffer.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hoot and Half. It is good to have you here. I hope that you've been having a great start to your week. I hope that you had a good weekend. I know I sure did. Mike, did you have a good weekend?
Great weekend.
What'd you get into?
Well, let's address the camera angle here. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with our camera, so we're doing a one-camera setup today.
Sorry about it, but trust me, we'll have multiple cameras next episode. But, you know, this is cool. You get to see the real us. You get to see our facial expressions when we
interact with each other. We're on screen at the same time.
You can see every time I roll my eyes when Mike is talking. Same with him.
Let's watch the heavy breathing into the mic, too.
Okay, I'm sorry I keep doing that. Did it happen again last time?
No, it was just during that one ad read. You were just like...
I'm sorry. I feel like... And I'm worried I'm going to be coughing a lot this episode.
Also, shout out to audio listeners. No difference for you on this one, hopefully.
And happy that you're here.
Yeah.
Do you listen to podcasts or do you watch podcasts?
I do both. Depends on the show. But we have a really strong audio listenership, which has been with us since the beginning. That's where we started. So
I love listening to podcasts.
Shout out to the audio peeps. Shout out to the YouTube peeps. Subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. It really helps.
We really do appreciate it.
And also check out Good Influences, the other show that Matt and I are on. It's doing really well. We're excited about it.
And check out Unfiltered too.
What's that? That's the one that won the Podcast of the Year award.
That's right, Mike.
Yeah.
We did.
I kind of like this being on one shot here.
I really like that you get to see
the set.
A real true amount of the set.
So this weekend you went to Palm Springs because
Patricia got hands on some Harry Styles tickets.
Yes. Exclusive tickets because
she knows a girl who works on Harry Styles' team, okay. Which I'm like, that's a crazy connection to have in general. Like, what Harry Styles, like, that's great that he gives his team members tickets to, like, hook up for
their friends.
Yeah. Not for free, but at a decent price. Like, when Patricia told me how much the tickets were, I was like, well, that's a steal. Because, like, I've had to buy her and Tristan tickets in the past. Like, the tickets for Harry Styles concerts have been so much where I'm like, I've already spent so much on it, I don't even want to go or can go.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want to invest in myself to go to that.
Yeah.
But he's also been one of the most iconic
acts to see.
He did Madison Square Garden 15 nights?
And the Forum 15 nights.
Set the record. And so, for the culture, I had to go. But also, this show was a pretty special show because apparently, it was Harry Styles' birthday concert. Like, he was performing on his birthday. And the last show of his North American tour.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Which I was like, damn, there might be some surprises. There might be some special guests.
Yeah.
Hell, it might be like Oprah's birthday and we're all getting a free car. Right. You know? So,
yeah.
I'm thinking that there's some like tricks up his sleeve. But so this was happening.
Was it a surprise to you that she has a friend who works for Harry Styles' team, or you knew that?
No, it was not a surprise to me because that's how her and Tristan got their tickets last time when he was performing in LA.
Perks of living in LA.
Perks of living in LA and perks of just knowing people. We end up getting the tickets, but it's in Palm Springs. And we're like, oh my gosh. We are also going to be in Palm Springs for Cody and Kelsey's wedding. Cody Coe, Kelsey Kreppel, which was like kind of in Palm Desert, and it was on the way. And we're like, hey, hell, let's just make a big weekend out of this. So we say yes to it. We drive out there. And it was pretty cool. Like,
was there any special guests, any surprises?
Mike, there was none, and I was a little disappointed. Kind of had higher expectations. The show is the band is awesome.
Yep.
The stage is great. That venue in Palm Springs, apparently it's brand new. That's what everyone in Palm Springs were saying, like, oh, you're going to the new arena.
Yeah.
Every single seat in that house is like a good view.
Even though we
had great seats, I think everyone had a good seat.
That's cool.
But you know what I could tell? I think Harry Styles was exhausted.
He's had a long year.
He's been doing that show nonstop.
He put out the album and did all these shows in the same year. It's a big year.
He was kind of running through the motions, it felt like. But I really enjoyed it. And you know what, though? And also, I love the music. It's great. But I've heard all the songs. Like, I've been hearing it nonstop for a year. I cannot wait for the next Harry Styles album. Because I think I've run through his discography a lot. But I say that with love. I love Harry Styles. But hey, shout out to all the Hoot and Half. Good influences, unfiltered fans at Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, Patricia sent me a video. It was like, it's a damn meet and greet out
here. It was a little embarrassing where there were TikToks that were posted of me. Like, I was like, had the aisle seat. Our seats were like right down the aisle. There was a whole line of people who came to say hi. And thank you so much for saying hi. It was like a whole line. And so everyone in the stadium was looking at me going, who the hell is this?
Wow.
And I'm not some movie star.
Yeah.
But
hey, the internet's internet and Harry Styles culture are very on the same parallel path.
I get the most embarrassed when like those types of TikToks are getting sent to like my high school friends, and then they're like, "Ho ho, like look at this," and I'm just like, "Oh please."
Nobody cares.
No one really cares either. But I'm just telling you my experience.
It's a judgment free zone here in America.
We go to the show. It's pretty badass. We had a good time, and we stay in Palm Springs an extra day. You know what's kind of crazy though that happened to Patricia and I on Thursday in Palm Springs?
When we were filming Good Influences without you?
Yes, when y'all were performing without me. And I'm really sorry, dude.
It's okay. We're going to fix your calendar. We're going to get you the invites. It's okay. We had a great episode with Ben Kahn that's live now.
Dude, my anxiety was killing me over this, man.
Yeah. I mean, you found out also you were flying back from Austin, and then we were texting in the group chat about Good Influences, and you texted me and was like, wait, are we filming Good Influences this week? I was like, yeah. And then you told me, and I was like, just tell the group. And it's fine. We worked it out. But it gave us an opportunity to film with Ben Kahn and Lore DIY for our Valentine's episode. So all is well. It's fine.
I feel bad. It's been like the crux of my anxiety.
It's okay. I didn't mean to bring it up.
My brain was on loop about
it. What happened to you and Patricia?
So Patricia and I were in Palm Springs on Thursday. We check into the hotel where the wedding's at and everything. We decide to go run some errands. Patricia needs to, get this bra from Victoria's Secret or something. She forgot to pack one.
Okay.
So we go to Victoria's Secret. This is why we go to the mall.
In Palm Springs.
Okay. Well, Palm Desert, to be more specific.
I don't think that really makes a difference.
Well, people who listen to this podcast, they'll be like, actually, what you're talking about happened in Palm Desert.
For all the geography majors out there.
Patricia and I, we go to the mall. We go into the mall for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I was even like, hey, I think I want to stay in the car for this. And she was like, no, you're coming in with me. We go in the mall. We get her stuff. We then leave. Immediately, a woman's like, sir, please back up. There's a crime scene in the parking lot. Police tape everywhere. And I'm like, what the hell is this? My car's in the parking lot. And dude, this is like one of those like a pretty dead mall. Like it has a JCPenney.
Yeah, it's a quiet leftover from the early 90s.
Even when I walked in the mall, I get so depressed when I walk in malls now.
Yeah.
Though I love a good old 90s, 80s vintage mall where it still has the essence of the past in it.
You would love the Freehold Raceway Mall, the one that I grew up at.
Sounds like
in
my
New
vibe.
Jersey. Yeah. Okay, so continue.
So I'm like, what's happening? And then this woman goes, we can't disclose any information at this time about the crime. I look around. There's like a bunch of like policemen, like guys in their sheriff like vests and outfits and stuff. Okay.
In the 10 minutes you went in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is what's bananas. And I'm like, and there's not that many like cars in the parking lot. Like it's probably like a third the way full.
It's not packed like Christmas week where there's not a spot.
It's a dead mall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm looking at this tape, seeing where it lines up with my car, because I'm thinking my car.
Oh, you see the yellow tape around.
There's a whole box, and there are probably 10 sheriff, like police officers. They're not in black uniforms, but they're in like the tan ones that say sheriff.
Okay.
I'm like, which always confuses me, because I'm like, well, who's the damn sheriff if you guys are all the sheriff?
I think it's the sheriff's department. Okay, it's like a different.
See, I'm dumb when it comes to knowing my...
I don't know either. I only know from TV shows, so I don't know either.
Everyone's always a sheriff. I always thought sheriff is one guy, but I guess sheriff is a whole department.
I think sheriff used to be one guy back in like the Old West. Like, who's the sheriff in this town?
Okay, so is that not... Those aren't highway patrolmen. Those aren't your...
Policemen.
Is that like a county thing?
It's
like county police.
I'm outside of my jurisdiction here.
Well, these...
That's a sheriff's term. Sorry, continue.
So I'm like... oh shit. And Patricia's like, they're like, please go to your car, sir. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can get in my car. And like, sure enough, when I get to my car, it's like right where the police tape ends. So I don't need to do it. And Patricia's like, Matt, let's get out of here. We got to go. But I'm like, hold on. I want to know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
Because this is going to make for a good story.
Yep.
Some guy walks up to me, or he's wearing a Sbarro shirt. I think he was like the manager of the Sbarro. He didn't know English very well. And I was like, what happened? He goes, oh, I think a guy threw a brick into JCPenney. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. But I'm like, why are they focused on the parking lot? And then I look in front of me, like just a lane over in the parking lot. There's glass shattered all on the ground. And it's like car window glass. Like, yep. You know, it's like green glass, yes, like car window glass.
And it's all speckly. And
it's all right there. And then I see like three of the sheriff guys all looking down at it, talking, pointing around the ground. And I go, so did someone throw a brick in the JCPenney and then come into the parking lot and threw another brick into a car? But I'm like, but where's the car that they threw the brick into? And another guy walks by and I'm like, hey, do you know what happened? He goes, yeah, apparently a brick into JCPenney's or someone. I was like, someone steal something? I was like, there wasn't gunfire, was it? And he goes, no, that's not what I heard. That's what he told me. And I swore I could see the police officers looking around and saying the word magazine. But a magazine is the thing where you put...
Yeah, like in an...
that holds all the bullets.
An assault rifle. You put like the...
All the bullets in the magazine. Yes. So I was like, okay, well, I don't see...
They weren't talking about Playboy.
Or maybe they were talking about like...
Rolling Stone magazine.
But I was like, I think... There were gunshots that were fired, but then I was like, Patricia was still like, let's get out
of
here.
She was freaked out?
I freaked out, but not panicking.
Okay.
She was just like, I think it's a good idea that we just go. And I'm like, okay, fuck. So we go about our day. We run some errands. We get a smoothie. We go.
So you left.
We go get a pedicure.
You didn't find out any more info.
We'll get this.
Okay.
So a couple hours pass by.
Okay.
I was even debating downloading like a police scanner
Citizen app or something.
I should have downloaded this.
I was going to... Okay, it's okay.
Why didn't I do that? I think I'm only used to the Citizen app in my area, and I never think about doing it in other areas.
Yeah, just checking out the crime in Arizona.
So we're checking out at the Albertsons, and I go, we should Google what happened. Maybe like there's a story.
The news.
Turns out there was a exchange of gunfire between two cars in the parking lot. I'm pretty sure over like 30 rounds were fired in there. Right by our car. Within the 10 minutes, we walked in and out of that mall.
So if you would have stayed in your car, you would have heard the gunfire and saw
I would have watched it happen.
Oh my God.
And it was, we were spooked. Spooked, Mike.
How do you feel? Do you feel like you averted a disaster?
Honestly, because it felt like it didn't happen. Like, I should be more scared or scarred, but because I wasn't a witness to it, and because we took 2 or 3 hours to, like, process. Be like, oh, well, that was weird.
Yeah.
And we wanted to think about it as, like, if it was, like, some crazy person who just threw a brick. Like,
right.
You're like, well, that's weird. You know, that you see crazy shit like that happens all the time in L.A. But no, that it was gunfire and, like, that many bullets. I'm pretty sure it was 30 rounds, or at least when I looked at the police photos... They had, like, you know when they do 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4,
they
put all the numbers
bullets out?
I swear there were, like, 30. And I was even like, well, shit, I should go out and look at my car to see, like...
Have you had any damage?
Nothing.
Took any collateral damage?
It was freaky. And apparently, though, they put the two people in custody.
Oh, they got them.
Yes. But, like, I bet now if I looked into it, there might be more of an update on who these people are, what was it about, but shit, spooky.
That's a little scary.
So we already had that spurt. Of like adrenaline.
That's
like
any questions? That's like a nice. I feel like that's. I would feel very protected in that case because it's like you could have sat in your car, you could have walked right by it, but you were escorted by just the way the air of the day and the universe just brought you outside of the area that was dangerous. You were this close.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Kind of wish I saw it.
That would
kind of wish I. I just had that another little story being like,
was it behind you or was it in front of you?
Like, it would have been perfect right in front of
you. It wouldn't have been like you have to turn around.
I'll show you the
picture. You would have been able to see it right in front of you.
Oh, I wouldn't have had to turn around. I would legit have just looked at my head and see it happen in front of my car. I'll show you.
What would you have done? Do you think you would have turned the car on?
What? I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
I want to think that I'm a really like... responsive person in a moment
right,
of crisis.
Your adrenaline kicks
I know
in.
That I would like if somebody like attacked Patricia, I would immediately kick that person's ass kind of a thing. But I like, for example, the earthquake that just happened the other day. We haven't talked about that, right?
No.
I think we talked about it on Unfiltered.
The big earthquake
happened here. I'm in the second story of this house. We live in a really nice, fairly new home. This house was probably built in what, 2010?
Yeah.
You think it's a real sturdy home? I felt the bones of our home shake. It shook me up. But my first instinct wasn't to run under my desk. It wasn't to get under a door frame. It was just to sit there and just pray. Like, I went into shock.
Oh, you were shocked.
When the earthquake happened.
Well, the earthquakes that wake you up are weird because you're sleeping and then you go from a sleep state to a wake state. So it's like, what the fuck is going on?
I couldn't go back to sleep. My adrenaline peaks.
Were you like nervous when it happens, the earthquake? Were you like, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, oh my God.
I was already awake, but I, you know, just in that, like, still on my phone before I go to bed.
Okay.
And I go, oh my gosh. And I thought Zane was like moving around on like the railing, the banister.
He's not that big.
But like, I don't know. I just thought, well, after he's had a few drinks, he can act like a bit of a
shake
monkey.
Shake the whole house?
I bet if you told Zane to like pull with all of his
like
might,
railing?
That railing, you could feel
maybe
some walls move.
I like to ride the earthquakes when they happen, like during the day. I'm like, ooh, let's really feel it. I do. I like experiencing them. They don't freak me out at all.
I'm praying to God that it just ends, like while it's happening. Like I'm like, this has to end.
I think if something were to like fall over, or like I would see something fall from the ceiling, or like actual damage happen, then I would run outside. I think that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, but I'm on second story.
You got to get fucking hustle, baby.
I don't know, dude.
You got to run.
Be careful though, because you also have like kind of an old school like roof in front of your.
I know
your front door, or go out. I guess your side door,
the back.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to go under a door frame? Is that what you're supposed to do?
I've heard that, but not one that's near like windows.
I mean, they should really be like PSAs about this.
I think so. I think they're hiding something. So point is, back to being in shock about it.
Yes.
I just feel like in that moment, I'd be in shock. Or honestly, I would immediately duck and just pray to God that a bullet didn't go into my car.
Do you think you would have turned on the keys and like driven away? Would you have like ducked underneath?
I think I would have just ducked.
Oh my God.
Do you get, I don't know. I don't think, oh no, because I got to get Patricia.
You just start honking
the
horn.
I'm not leaving without Patricia.
No, I know. I'm saying, but like maybe pull around to the front and call her and be like, get in the car.
Have you ever seen Force Majeure?
No, but I know the concept.
This is from me, the view of me being in my car.
You took a photo?
Yeah, of the glass.
Oh my God, you easily would have seen that.
That's right there.
Send that to me so I can put it up. That'll get your adrenaline pumping also to like start a weekend. Like you're in a new area. It's like, go ahead. What were you going to say?
So get this. So then I had another second adrenaline peak that day.
Okay.
So
quite a weekend.
Patricia and I, we get there like a day early for the wedding and we decide to go out to eat, just us as a couple. We go to like Mastro's, okay? We get a reservation. I had already kind of had a few drinks, like just chilling out at the hotel. And like Patricia was like, I'm going to drive. And I'm like, hell yeah, drive my car. She also loves driving my car.
Okay.
We're pulling out at the Pink Cabana.
Okay.
And it's at the Sands Hotel. This is where Cody and Kelsey had their wedding. Great spot. A nice like intimate like boutique-y, Palm Springs-y vibe-y hotel. Mm-hmm. And there's a Pink Cabana. There's a restaurant there that a lot of people come to this hotel just to eat at the restaurant.
Okay.
And I assume it's like really nice. I never like properly ate there, but the food's great and it looked like a lot of old rich people. Patricia's in my car. You know when like you trust someone else to drive your car?
Sure, yeah.
You know, but you also don't want to, like, your car, you don't want to be too much of a backseat driver, but Patricia is an amazing driver.
Okay.
We're pulling out. Boom! Right into the side of the car. And I'm like, what the hell? To the point where I'm like getting mad at Patricia. I'm like, what the hell did you do? But then I was like, wait, the car didn't even beep. Like, if we backed up and hit something, it would have gone like, beep, 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 beep,
you,
beep.
You got thrown in the car.
I'm like, what the fuck? We didn't look. A car, this, you know the, what are they called? Like that, the BMW i8s. No, that's like the tiny car. The really like big supercar looking ones. Like the ones that look like Lamborghinis.
Okay, I think it's an i8.
Is it, or is the i8 the little electric, little ugly looking one?
No, the ID4 is the electric one. That's okay, a Volkswagen.
The BMW, you know the BMW, the one that has the wood?
It looks like the Tron.
Yes.
The Tron car. I think it's i8. I don't know. I don't know cars, but okay.
Okay, it's the really nice one. Boom!
And backed I'm like, into you?
What? So at first I'm like, I thought Patricia backed up into it. She's like, no. I get out, And this guy's like backed up. I look at my car. Honestly, not a scratch on it.
Wow. I mean, dude.
His car, though, Land Rover Defender. I think he had damage. And he goes, are you okay? And I'm like, babe, are you okay? Yeah, we're okay. And then he's like, we're good. We fine. The guy is like 68 years old, maybe 70. I don't know. The dude looks like Jimmy Buffett.
Okay. Leathery skin.
Yes.
Hawaiian shirt.
Super tan.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're fine. We're good. You good? And I'm like,
is a little fucked up, this guy?
Honestly, I'm just relieved. There's no damage to my car. And yeah. We don't have to deal with this. And then, because in my head, I was like, gosh, do I make a scene right now in this moment?
Right.
Where this guy, yeah, you hit my car. Babe, are you okay? You know what? I think her arms hurt. Like, I wasn't going to make a deal.
Yeah.
But I did take down the guy's license plate. And now I'm regretting, though. I feel like I should have reported him. But we just got to this hotel. I don't know what this guy's role is at the hotel. I also don't know if he's, like, related to anybody in the wedding party. Like, it was just a really bad run-in. But I just had one moment of adrenaline.
Oh, my God.
And then the next.
Luckily, but no damage to your car.
I think it damaged his car. I was more focused on mine. He's like, we're fine.
I mean,
we're
it sounds
good.
Like, if anything, he hit, like, the bottom underside of the front of your car where you don't even see.
Yeah.
Because your car is high off the ground.
It is.
Good grief.
Can you believe that?
That's a lot of, like, it's like, I feel like you're in a pinball machine just getting bounced around. Harry Styles show, gunfire, into Victoria's Secret, getting rammed by
but
a
I'm
car.
I'm happy for the story, but yeah, that did happen.
And then the wedding was nice?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, magical, perfect.
Great, great time. They had such a good size to their wedding where I'm kind of been realizing, like, I think Patricia and I, we have too many people coming to our wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I think Patricia and I, we're inviting a lot of people. And I just feel like, after I saw that, I was like, oh, we should downsize. But then, no, not really. That's just, I think they had just such a perfect wedding where it was like, I think, I don't know. Everyone just felt like so, it was just so sincere. Yeah, it was like really intimate too, where I felt like you felt really still connected with the bride and groom. Because sometimes you go to weddings, good luck if you even like see the bride and groom or get to say hi to them.
Right.
You know?
Because there's just too many people. They're too busy. It's a little chaotic. You don't even know where they are.
It felt really even, like the amount of people that were there. And
did all the guests also feel like in the same level of community?
Yeah. The guests became like friends with other guests by like the end of it.
Right. Like we're all in the same. It's not just like so big that it's like going to a conference where you're like, there's no way I can meet everyone here. So I may as well not even try.
It was awesome though. We partied hard. It was great. It is fun going to a wedding while you're planning a wedding and then you're just kind of like taking notes and flow of things. But like, and then also I realized like, you know, moments happen in weddings where it's like not everyone will be focused on you going out and cutting the cake. Like there's a lot of like side things that
people want to eat and drink also at a wedding. Like they can't spend 4 hours just thinking about Matt and Patricia. Like,
yeah.
I want to get my food. I want to go and mix in. I want to see my friends and say hi to people and I want to meet people.
And you'll go off and take photos. There's just not. Sometimes it was just kind of like, oh, like there was a bit of like relief for like seeing the flow of it. Like, okay, it's not like too much of a hubbub.
Yeah. You've been to what? I think there's probably a different perspective that you have now that you are planning a wedding. Where you can just see, oh, actually, you know, this doesn't matter as much, or it's going to be okay if we skip that, or whatever it is.
I really do think I need, like, I mean, I know a lot of Patricia's, like, family members. I know her immediate family tree, but, like, friends and family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I need a roster of people's pictures, like, their headshots.
Like a press book,
saying who they are.
Like the PR book.
Because it drives, there are times with these people that I've known, but, like, I got their name one time.
Yep. And you don't know where they live, what's their occupation.
And like, I know Patricia, if it's the third or fifth time I've asked her, who's that person again? She'd be like, it's
my Aunt Sally.
It's Betsy. You know Betsy. It's like, it's like my Aunt Betsy, but it's like she isn't really your aunt. Like it's almost like this like I'm your aunt kind of a thing.
Yeah. You got a little bit of homework to do.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I know. But it's been so funny been planning like stuff with Patricia and like we're doing like our engagement party stuff.
Oh,
we're
yep,
like
yep, excited
and, you know,
for that.
Like but then you always hear like for advice to guys about wedding planning, like, hey, stay out of the way. Let the girls plan it. You stay out of the way, steer clear. But Patricia, man, she pulls me in a lot on weighing on some decisions.
Well, you have
and
a
stuff.
Lot of good taste, and that's what you need.
Well, I think Patricia and I, we both have very similar tastes, but I have like sometimes a bit of like an intuition about things where I'm like, okay, but if you think about it like this, does
a little
that
more
really
definitive.
Work? Yeah. And then there was like something about like the cups today, and like she was like, ooh, there was like a bit of like I don't want to say like a monogram. It's not like that typical tacky Southern monogram, but like our like a little symbol like of our initials being imprinted on like cups and stuff.
Oh, sure.
She's like, do you like this? And I'm like, well, and I knew the design Patricia didn't like. I'm like, well, do you like it? And she goes, I'm not crazy about it. I'm like, well, I'm not either.
Did you learn any tips from Cody's wedding that you're like, oh, we should do that? Like, is there something new that you may have pulled out or like an idea that inspired you for what thing about for yours?
I guess, I think just in terms of scheduling, like, you know, when you have, or you're having a wedding, you'll have like a rehearsal dinner, which is just the
wedding party.
The wedding party. The people, the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, and close family get together for a dinner. And then you also, during that time, have like a welcome party, which can either be the day when everyone really gets in, or you have it like almost like simultaneously.
After the rehearsal dinner, maybe?
After the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
And either one can be a little bit more formal of a thing, one can be more informal.
Yeah.
Also, there's speeches and stuff.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. You know.
What, Mike?
I was going to say probably what you were going to say. Why don't you share with the class?
Sometimes, Mike, I get down. I get down. Right now is really when like time and the pressures of life are testing you. You know, we start the year on such a January high. We make goals. We make our deadlines. And then sometimes a little bit of that juice, a little bit of that glow starts fading off. And you can start feeling really hard on yourself. You know what? And sometimes when you're feeling really down, it's really great to talk to somebody, especially a therapist.
If you think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find and meet one or afford one, you should try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. But why wait? Because you can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope with difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, and Talkspace makes it easy and affordable.
At Talkspace.com, you can sign up and get a personalized match with your provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy.
And Talkspace is secure and private. Using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers.
As a listener of this podcast, you will get $100 your... So as a listener of this podcast, you will get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/HH. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/HH to get $100 off your first month and to show your support of the show. That is Talkspace.com/HH.
And now, back to the episode. My weekend was pretty good. I tried to just rest on Saturday because I've had a lot of commotion in my house, a lot of house guests. Adam had his drummer staying over for a little bit before a tour.
Anyone cool?
I mean, everyone that stays in my house is cool. Yeah. We have only the coolest.
I know, you just never know when you roll into Mike Shepherd's house. I mean, one time I like walked in and like the lead singer of like Mount Joy was there.
Oh yes, that was cool. He's great.
Yeah.
He was asking for podcast advice actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Good times.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, no, we have cool people over the house, but it was Adam's drummer, Danny, who's his guitar player now. So like there was a lot of commotion before tour because they were doing a lot of rehearsals. Then Adam's manager was staying with me for a little bit because he's in town. So I like had a day to myself for the first time since my parents were here, which was like a month ago. So just did like deep clean of the house, watched a couple movies. And then on Sunday, I went to Greta's new house and watched the Grammys, which we just did our fashion review for. Did you watch? You didn't watch the Grammys, huh?
No, I don't really. I don't watch the Grammys.
Why not?
I'm just not in the mood to watch the Grammys. I think because there's such a large selection and genre for music. And
yeah, it's very diverse.
So you're like, I have not listened to this past year's country, so I don't like know about like. I'm not going to like care and know about it. I guess the reason why you should watch the Grammys is because there's great musical performances.
I think that's why a lot of people watch. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. I don't connect with it as much as I do with film.
I agree. Also, it's
also so confusing. It's like best pop duo performance album. Yep. Like you're like, well, what is that?
There's record of the year. There's song of the year.
What is the performance? And then what is the song? And then why is some stuff getting nominated that came out even I felt like the year before last year.
Yeah, there's the categories are a little bit confusing. There's record of the year, song of the year, album of the year.
What is the difference between a record, song, and an album?
So album is like the collection of songs. Record of the year is like the recording, so how the song is produced and sung. And then song of the year is like how well it's written. It may not be the best recorded thing, but if like an acoustic song is done really well,
oh!
It's about the songwriting. So the writers of the song, I believe this is correct. Someone may correct me here. I might be wrong. But I think the song of the year goes to the writers and the record of the year goes to the production team.
Which one is the better one to win?
Like you want to win album higher... of the year. I think album of song of the year. I actually don't know. I think they're interchangeable for song, but album of the year is like that's the one. I think that's what Harry Styles won, and that's what you want to win is album of the year.
It was a good album.
Someone that we know won the first. There was a category, first time ever songwriter of the year, and Tobias Gesso Jr., who Willie manages,
yeah.
Won it.
Whoa!
Yeah, very fucking
that's
cool.
That's badass.
I know.
Did you see that Viola Davis EGOTed?
Yes, very fucking cool.
That's pretty cool.
And you love an like, EGOT.
I do, because there's only, I think, less than 18 people who've ever gotten
an EGOT.
Yeah, I
think she's the 18th.
It's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony.
What did she win? What did she win the Grammy for? Audiobook?
Audiobook.
Yeah.
Which I always mean, is how they kind of
yeah.
get it.
Yeah, like Steve Martin, I think, got his through that. Mel Brooks, like, that. You do the audiobook. They're not putting out records, but...
Oh, right.
But maybe, like, someone like Mel Brooks maybe won it from the producer's soundtrack or...
But I think Barbara Streisand is, like, genuinely a true EGOT who true, has won right. a Grammy that wasn't for an audiobook, but, like, for a...
It'd be cool if they started giving them out for podcasts.
You think
Grammy for pod? Yeah, audio podcast of the year, and it's like Serial or This American Life, or I don't know.
But I guess it's because it's good. More of a conversation. Oh, because they give Grammys out for speeches, don't they?
Do they?
I feel didn't like Obama win a Grammy for his like
televised speech
for the one where he was his inaugural speech and like.
I mean, if you're winning it for things that are produced. In audio, and you're doing an audio book, why wouldn't you do an audio podcast?
Because I think we're published. Or like...
Why not? I think it'll happen in time.
Okay, cool.
It would make sense for them to do it. But... So you don't watch the Grammys?
Like, you never have? You know what? I watched it the year before. I did not watch it this year. I think it was also because I came back from...
That was a long
wedding,
week.
And I was alone, and I just... And I sometimes don't like watching award shows alone. I need, like, a
crowd to, like...
Just riff and banter
yeah,
with and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. What is she wearing? Yeah.
I watched Babylon. I rented Babylon. Spent that $20 Amazon rental.
Oh, God.
Babylon. Because it's 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's... You want to watch that at home.
And that's what I think I was a little, like... apprehensive about going and seeing it in theaters is because I don't know, I kind of like to check my phone just at least once within those 3 hours.
And you're going to see Synecdoche, New York tonight?
No, tomorrow night at like 10 p.m. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in college, changed my life.
For the people who don't know, Synecdoche.
The name of the movie
Synecdoche, but it's also a double.
You're not saying either of the things right.
There's Synecdoche.
Nope. Did you see the TikTok of this kid? This kid, he's like, I just found the best life hack to level up your rice. And he has tzatziki sauce on it. You know what that is? Like the
tzatziki.
Greek sauce. Yeah, tzatziki or tzatziki. What do you pronounce? But anyway,
it's tzatziki sauce. It's a Greek sauce. Patricia likes it.
He goes, I just figured out how to, like, the life hack of all life hacks. You need tzatziki sauce.
There was one girl who I think was maybe talking about Cody and Kelsey's wedding, I saw on TikTok, and who knows, maybe she misspoke, but I think someone corrected her in the comments, where she goes, they have such an eclectic taste.
Eclectic?
I think
it's
so.
Eclectic. Anyway, the movie is Synecdoche. Okay?
Yes.
That's a term, which I think is like the idea of the movie. And then there's a town called Schenectady.
Yes.
You want to try saying one of those?
Schenectady?
Is the... Town,
is the town
and the movie
Synecdoche.
Is
Synecdoche.
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 Yes, Synecdoche.
Synecdoche.
That's it. So it's a Philip Seymour Hoffman movie directed by Charlie Kaufman, who wrote
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind. That's his most famous one. He also did Adaptation and Being John Malkovich, and directed I'm Thinking of Ending Things, which is on Netflix. One of the best visionaries of our time. So I saw it in college. And I like told everybody about it. I was like, this is the greatest fucking thing ever. I watched it a second time in like the same year, and I still can like vividly remember all of everything about that movie.
It is a weird, deep, like dark, confusing movie. It's a hard movie to recommend to people, but once you've seen it once and you've seen it twice, and then you watch a YouTube video that explains really what it is,
I've seen that
then
too.
You're like, oh my gosh, and you can't stop revisiting it. But
it's the like movie, the Bible.
It's one of the most honest, darkest films, I think, about death.
Yes.
Like any really true.
I wish it started at like 7 p.m. I would love to go. But starting a movie at 10 p.m. on a school night.
Oh, that's perfect.
But that means you're not getting home till like 1 a.m. on a Wednesday. Yeah. I just feel like I would fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. You're out by 10.
I've been trying to go to sleep earlier. I wake up at like 7 now. I do my cold plunge.
10 p.m. is the time I want to see a movie like that. Well, I also like it because it doesn't take up my whole evening.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, and it kind of works with both people's schedule. I'm going to see it with Will Derbyshire.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
God, fucking is killing me.
Gotta cut out all that drinking, brother.
I was at a wedding, Mike.
And you were in Austin before. How was Austin?
Austin, it was great. It was actually a great, great time. I enjoyed it so much. The city has changed so much, but it wasn't as bad as what I was expecting.
You're expecting to be way more corporate?
Like, oh gosh, it's just taken over. It's lost all of its heart. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
We completely missed the huge winter storm that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. By like probably 12 hours.
It's amazing. Not for the people who didn't, but.
Well, we did have a great time. We saw a bunch of friends and we went out. It was a great time. It was a bummer though, because my parents, they got like kind of frozen in, snowed in in Dallas. And they were supposed to be going to Alabama to have a whole weekend with Patricia's family.
Just without you guys?
Yeah, right.
Whoa, that's cool. Huh? A little bit of in-law action.
Yeah, just them, talking with just them. Like, it was cool, and I think they were really looking forward to it. They had even tickets to go see America, the band America.
Hmm.
Do you know the band America?
Not really. I know there's like a few bands, like Boston. You'd know
their songs. I've never been more embarrassed in my life when I was around like Patricia's, like, I think it was with Patricia's aunt.
And we were on a boat,
and someone's like, play America. And I'm like, America? What's America? And like, I swore four people just went silent and just stared at me. Like, how do you not know what America is?
They're like an 80s band.
Yeah, but dude, they sing like this song.
Oh, let's not get copyrighted. Oh.
A horse with no name.
Take me to that one. Michael Jackson has a cover of that song.
Sister Golden Hair. Do you know that song?
No.
Ventura Highway. You know all these songs.
We'll look them up. You got that collab post with your alma mater, Texas Longhorns.
That was one of the coolest things, Mike. Did I know that sounds broad and cliche to say, but it was really, really neat. It was so neat. So yeah, we had an American Airlines
collaboration.
My favorite airline. And since UT is like the Moody Arena is like an American Airlines like affiliate.
In Austin, Texas.
And I think they made the connection where it's like, oh, that I was alumni, that I got to go to the game. I got to go there early. Got to go with my good buddy who also went to UT and from high school. And him and his girlfriend. And we got to go on the court before. And just meet all the UT students.
And the cross post.
And do a cross post collab with them.
Did you get like messages from people who went to school with you? Like, damn, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Did you see someone in the comments like, who is this kid? And they're like, oh, it's Stephen King's son. And it had like 80 like likes, I think, on the comment. A lot of likes.
That's funny.
Where I was like, is this a joke? Like, are people liking that because it's a joke? Or they're like, oh, that must be who it is.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I forgot about that meme where you're Stephen King's son.
There's a meme?
No, like your little like in joke with your audience is that you're Stephen King. Like anytime you retweet, you'd be like, thanks, Dad, or something like that.
One time I convinced one of my roommates that I tricked him for just like a good 20 minutes that Stephen King was my dad.
It's brilliant.
It was like when It was being like nominated, people were talking about going and seeing It. He's like, are you going to go see it? I'm like, I'm debating on it. Cause like when my dad wrote that, like he didn't really like the adaptation. Like same thing with The Shining. And they were like, what?
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor. What do you meme?
February is the month of love, and that's why I'm so excited about today's sponsor, Let's Get Deep. Whether it's Valentine's Day, a date night, or game night with your friends, Let's Get Deep is literally the hottest game for couples that you probably have seen all over TikTok and Instagram. It's from the creators of What Do You Meme? Let's Get Deep is so easy and fun to play. Let's get into it, Mike.
And it's pretty simple to play. You take turns asking each other fun, deep, and sexy questions from three decks of cards with three different levels of intimacy. There's icebreaker, which are the softer questions, deep and deeper, which are my favorite. Get ready to take things to the next level.
So a sample of questions that you can choose from is things like, how do you show your love? If you had to give up one sex position forever, which would it be? And then what does your version of hell look like? And so, where is the wildest place that you've had sex?
Yeah, so the questions are basically ways to get to know your partner better, get to know friends if you're at a party. Depends on the vibe, what you want to play with, but it's a great way to spend a night, put the phones away, have fun, connect with people. I love playing it. Matt loves playing it. Sometimes it gets a little spicy, but that's kind of the point.
So, and if you really want to spice things up, you might also want to grab the After Dark expansion pack, which is filled with 200 extra spicy cards. It will be the climax for your date night, if you know what I mean. So you may just want to play this one in the bedroom to save yourself the trip.
So it's time to put down the phone and get to know your person better. Whether you're dating, married, friends with benefits, or you're still trying to seal the deal, this game can bring you closer together. Let's Get Deep is perfect for an intimate setting or for a party. And you're in luck because we have an exclusive offer for the Hoot and a Half family here. For a limited time, get 20% off with the code HOOT when you go to whatdoyoumeme.com/letsgetdeep. That's whatdoyoumeme.com/letsgetdeep and use code HOOT. Take it away, Matt.
Again, to get 20% off, go to whatdoyoumeme.com/letsgetdeep and use code HOOT. So let's get deep, literally.
Now, back to the episode.
What did you guys do for Valentine's Day when you were younger? Did y'all talk about this?
We did talk about this on Good Influences, but I can share here. As a Jewish kid who went to a private day school with like three boys and four girls the entire time, Valentine's Day wasn't really a big thing for us. So it was just like one of those things that it felt more like a Christian holiday that we just didn't participate in. It didn't feel as American as like Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
didn't really participate.
We would have full on Valentine's Day parties, man.
Like in middle school and elementary school.
Yeah, everyone had these shoebox, like mailboxes. You put them out into the hallways, and then all the students were required to like bring your own Valentines for all your classmates.
Oh, they like made they would you sell, participate.
At Target, they would sell these things in the 90s, and I'm pretty sure they do, of like these, cardboard like rip and tear like Valentines, and you would write to and from. It'd be like Nickelodeon Valentines, and it was all the different Nickelodeon characters. You would say to and from, write a little message, tape on a piece of candy, drop in the person's box.
And so you like grew up like
it
having...
It was like Halloween. Yeah. You would come back with so much candy. They even would like...
That's great.
Our parents would come and like decorate our desks like the afternoon or like during lunch or whatever, and then we come back and when our desk was all decorated for Valentine's.
So it wasn't, I guess like I always thought it was like a holiday for adults because you would always see like the commercials about like a husband and wife being like sexy on Valentine's Day. And it all, like as like a 9-year-old in a Jewish day school with like three girls and four guys, I'm just like, this is not for me. So I never participated until like probably after college was the first time I ever did anything on Valentine's Day. Where I was like, oh, people do things here. Yeah. It's not just a greeting card holiday that people buy into it. Aaron bought cookies for the Good Influences shoe that were really good.
And it was the first time you're trying a sugar cookie?
Like that specific brand? Yeah.
Like the ones with like the heavy icing on top?
Yeah.
You've never had that?
Never had that.
You know, I'm not crazy about those types of cookies.
Oh my God, Matt. It was like doing drugs for the first time.
Like you liked it?
Oh my God, it was amazing.
I think sometimes they taste like soap.
No, whatever the brand is, Katie's or something, it's like a specific brand.
Oh, I bet they're kind of good.
And Laura DIY brought me a fucking 24-pack of Topo Chico.
Damn right she did.
Yeah, so sick. Love when guests bring gifts.
They remember.
Connor Wood also brought Topo Chico when he showed up and did our podcast.
What?
You remember in the old house?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It was the first time I met him. He showed up with Topo Chico, and I was like, all right, this guy's okay in my book. All right, so this weekend, any other plans? Not going to get too crazy before Valentine's Day. I know it's going to be a big night.
No.
First Valentine's Day
is crazy.
As an engaged couple. Are you looking at your calendar?
No, it's going to be Oh, you're right. It is kind of like our first
Valentine's Day. Isn't it? I mean, but like, it's not.
You're also your only. When are you going to have like your second Valentine's Day?
Some people stay engaged. Like, Erin had to postpone her wedding like 3 years. I feel like it's one of the great things about living in LA. Sorry to the rest of the U.S. It's going to be like 80 degrees this weekend.
Oh, we know Mike is fired up for good weather.
I love the good weather. Dude, I check the weather like probably 10 times a day. You know this. Like Friday, it's going to be 78 degrees.
Dude, I was the complete opposite. I was looking up when the next time it was going to rain because I missed it so much.
I have like this joke that I do with Adam where every morning I'll open the door and I'll feel my hand outside. And if it's less than 50 degrees, I'm like, we shouldn't be paying rent. If it's less than 50 degrees in LA, I don't want to pay my rent. I didn't move here to fucking put on a jacket and a sweatshirt and be cold. Absolutely not.
Oh, come on. We need that.
No, we don't.
It's Groundhog Day over and over in LA. It's the same thing.
Did you watch the Punxsutawney broadcast this year?
No, I don't. Did you?
No, but
do you know what time it happens?
It's like 2 in the morning.
Like 3 or 4. Yeah, it's right at the worst time to watch anything.
Oh, yeah, it's like 7 a.m.
It's way too late to stay up for it, and it's way too early to wake up for it.
Was it like 7 a.m. East Coast time?
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually when it happens.
Yeah, that's 4 a.m. is not
a time. And thank gosh I didn't go out there. Watch Groundhog Day, like on Groundhog Day for sure.
You watched the movie?
I basically almost forgot it was Groundhog Day.
Yeah, because why don't they put it on the calendars? They put all the other holidays on there. It's not on there.
I feel like they only put Groundhog Day on printed calendars, and they don't put it on digital calendars.
But you'll get all the other ones. You'll get Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Valentine's Day. Why is Groundhog Day not...
I think Steve Jobs... It's down to Steve Jobs. He wasn't a fan of the groundhog.
Or is it because Groundhog Day is not an actual, maybe, federal holiday?
I bet if Punxsutawney was in Cupertino...
It's not Steve Jobs doing this.
No, it's the iPhones. Okay, I bet. Do you think Microsoft phones? Microsoft, Android?
No, but it's Android. Google Calendar, too, would show it.
I guess it was just... I think it's like ever since the rise of the internet and like fax and data, like the groundhog just holds no merit. Because it truly isn't a holiday.
But Flag Day is on the calendar.
But I think it confuses people. Like, the Flag Day is a holiday.
I know. I think Groundhog Day is just not a federal holiday. It might be the only one that we all know and celebrate, but it's not a...
Do we get new holidays?
I think Juneteenth is the newest one that we've gotten.
Do you think there will be anybody who dies where they become a holiday?
Like the death of someone, it becomes their holiday?
Is MLK his birthday or the day he died?
I think it's his birthday,
okay.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But I think it is not on the same day every year. I think, isn't it like the first?
Is it because his birthday? Wait, no. Is it also because like the day he died is like a really inopportune date where they're like, well, like for me, I'm not comparing myself to MLK.
But if you
like,
got murdered.
My birthday is July 9th.
So they wouldn't
That's
do it
right
so
by 4th of July. They'd be like, let's just do it the day he died because.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not.
If you got murdered in like, you know, February, it would be good.
Cool. Yeah, sure. That'd be an opportune time.
I think, I mean, this is fucked up to say, but like 9/11 should be like a day off.
I think so,
like,
too.
Like, it's a tragic day.
It's a really a day of remembrance.
Yes.
And reflection.
Like, we have a few Remembrance Days in America. Like, we have Holocaust Remembrance Day. We have, like, Black History Month. We have certain things that are remember. Like, a lot of things are mostly for celebrating things, like Veterans Day or President's Day or Thanksgiving. But we haven't added a new, like...
Hey, no, I'm not trying to... MLK, I get, for, like, one person that we need to recognize. Some person who I think, though, deserves a holiday, though, Dolly Parton.
She's alive.
I know, but when she dies...
You think Dolly Parton should have Dolly Parton Day and we close the
She's
banks?
She's kind of a national treasure.
To
the point, though, like, Dolly Parton, stop making her work. Stop.
She wants to work.
I guess she does, but if my grandma was that old, I'd be like, yo, you don't... It just, every time I see her, like, haul around. She's hosting New Year's Eve with...
It's okay.
She's hosting New Year's Eve with Miley Cyrus, which I think is awesome, and they needed to do that together. But, like, it's just... Like, seeing her, like, just kind of clinging on right now makes me nervous.
I think it's what's keeping her alive. When people stop working, that's when they...
I know, but just enjoy. Just relaxing.
I think this is relaxing for her. That's what she wants to do.
If she's been working nonstop up until the day she dies, and she's given herself so much, she's never had any kids.
Your Texas is showing now. Do you think people in, like, Philadelphia care about Dolly Parton?
I think they do.
I don't think so.
Dolly Parton's they did nothing for Betty White.
You want them to close the banks? Well, Betty White died delivering on New Year's Eve,
so we can't do Betty White. Sorry, Betty White.
You want them to stop delivering mail and close the banks on the day that Dolly Parton dies for the rest of American history?
I don't know. There needs to be a Dolly Day.
Was there an Elvis Presley Day?
Dolly Parton, I think, is the closest thing to like an angel, like ever, that's ever walked.
You're a big Dolly Parton fan, huh?
When has Dolly Parton ever done anything wrong to anybody?
She hasn't. She's very unproblematic, but that doesn't mean that she needs a day off from a holiday. That's a stretch. She's a celebrity.
Okay. But I was just trying to think if there was a person who did die.
Like, if an ex-president got assassinated, like if Obama or George Bush got...
Okay, I guess on a presidential thing, sure.
Not a country singer that you just happen to have an affinity for. I get Dolly Parton's a national treasure. I don't think we're closing the banks the day she dies.
Who else do you think? So you only think it's just presidents and nobody else?
I don't know if there's...
Or humanitarians?
Yeah, like some...
Like a Mother Teresa Tuesday?
Yeah, like something like that. Like a big name. But I feel like the idea is more important, like Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. These like Labor Days for the workers. Like there has to be another reason for.
What about a podcast? What about Jew June?
We have Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh, when is?
We
got it, folks. We got him.
It's on my calendar, Holocaust Remembrance Day. You'll see like the Instagram posts and stuff.
What do you do on like, do they do something at the Holocaust?
I'm sure they do. I have 2 tickets to the Holocaust Museum if you want to go.
Is this a setup for a joke?
No.
I got 2 tickets to the Holocaust.
Is that the new 1975 song?
There's a Holocaust pop-up?
It's not a pop-up.
It's an activation.
Yeah, we're going to be at South by Southwest this year with VR. No.
Where is it?
The Holocaust Museum. There's one in like every town. There's one in LA. There's one in DC.
Oh, yeah. It's at the Old Spirit Halloween.
No, it's not. I haven't been to the one in LA. The one in DC is like unbelievably good.
Oh, the one in DC is the best. One time I got recognized at the one in DC and I was like, yo, what are you doing?
Hey, Mac, can we take a selfie?
Hey, let's get these shoes out of the picture. All right. Like, can we just.
Good grief.
Wait, so the Holocaust Museum in LA, is there like...
I got tickets. I went to a Hanukkah event, and in like the gift bag, there was 2 tickets. I don't really have... It's probably cheap to go, but if you ever wanted to go, have a good cry, could do it.
What's the graphic design of the Holocaust Museum?
I feel like they're probably pretty like up to snuff with their tastefulness.
Snuff?
Yeah, isn't that a term?
I know. Well, I just... You know, getting snuffed out, something that was on fire.
That's what do you call it? Freudian slip? What do you call it? Up to par?
Up to par, sure.
I feel like most museums that I've been to are really well designed. I don't think I've ever been to a museum where I'm like, who designed this interior? Like, that's kind of unique. If you're going to be a museum, you have to hire the best.
No, absolutely.
Do you want to call out a museum right now?
I'm just getting real sick of these freaking selfie pop-up places.
But those aren't museums.
Like,
I'm saying...
Don't spend your money on the Da Vinci, like the immersive Da Vinci exhibit, where it's like you're going to go stand in a wallpaper screensaver.
I get that. But those aren't museums. Those are like...
But people think they are. Like, but there's all these like faux museums that I think some people are paying for.
Like Instagram selfie pop-ups.
Yeah. It's like, but there's... I don't know. Like, there's even like a couple that I'm even like kind of interested in going and seeing. You know what
like
museum
what?
I want to go see?
What?
I think it'd be so funny if you went. Go see the Ark.
What's that?
Someone built like the life-size Noah's Ark.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like heavy like creationist like museum.
Where is it? Oh, it's in like
it's
Utah,
probably
right?
In like Utah.
Yes, I have seen this.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like, in all respect, but I want to like go see a massive ark and go walk around.
And like
it.
How they, this is where they had the giraffes and this is where the camels were. And
they,
like,
they have dinosaurs on them, like raptors and stuff.
I think that conflicts though.
But I thought it's because Jesus did make the dinosaurs.
Jesus made the dinosaurs?
Isn't that what like creationism is all about?
I don't think so, pal.
Yes. Because they don't want, because the big thing is like, people don't like,
I think
thinking that dinosaurs, they want to believe that dinosaurs and like man, like,
I
existed.
Thought that one of the theories
isn't
is that
creationism. Can we fact check that?
Well, creationism is that like God created the world in 6 days, Adam and Eve, and that's it.
But creationism they want to teach like not evolution in schools.
Correct. But the way that the dinosaurs like make sense in that world, I think, is that like when the Earth was made, the dinosaur bones were already in the Earth. So they never actually existed.
Dinosaurs were created by God on the sixth day of creation, approximately 6,000 years ago.
6,000 years ago?
No, this is according to answeringgenesis.org.
Oh, so, very reputable source,
obviously. Dinosaurs were originally vegetarian. During the global flood, many were buried and fossilized, but two of each kind survived on Noah's Ark. Dinosaurs eventually died out due to human activity, climate changes, and other factors. Shout out to the climate change inclusion in that.
Wasn't it the asteroid that knocked the Earth off its axis?
No, it was the Great Flood.
Oh.
I can't take you to this tour of the Ark if you're going to be asking questions like this. excuse me. Should we go to the Ark?
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ask a lot of questions like this in Jewish school too, but they have good answers for it. Where you're like, this thing is literally millions of years old. How are you telling me that the Earth is only 6,000 years old? And there's answers for it, which they'll be like, well, maybe in the 6 days of creation, that those days were each actually like 100,000 years. And like, it says it was created in 6 days, but it's really... Day one was a million years. Day two is 100,000 years. And like, it's not exactly word for word literal.
It sounds like to me you're challenging the word of God.
No.
And I think we need to change the subject.
No, I think the problem is when people take the word of these books hyper literally and then cherry pick things and make it. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent here.
Do you know what was pretty sick though? The Moses parting the Dead Sea. Kind of badass.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing that shit?
You know what else was sick?
You know what else? What? Saw some TikTok of like, you know, like, oh yeah, there were all these like miracles and things happened back then. It's because people couldn't see. Like, no one had glasses. Like, yeah, if you took like...
Also, like, just Matt, like if David Blaine was around during Jesus, he would be Jesus.
He did what? Yeah. He's trying to fish in a brine.
He takes a glass of water, puts it behind his back, and does just like, look, everybody. And just switches the... Yeah, come on. Come on.
Aren't there some Jewish miracles too?
Jewish miracles?
Come on. Wait, did it really burn for 8 days?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Or there were, you know, some guy might have been, who knows? You know what else was sick?
What?
When Tony Hawk landed the 900.
Hell yeah,
did. Did you see that live?
No, but I feel like it was all marketed to me after it happened. Like,
I remember seeing it live.
It was 1999, right? 98?
Yeah. Oh, you might have been too young.
But I remember after that happened, it was like Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Tony Hawk this. Like, it was everywhere.
Dude, watching that shit live was like, I think it unlocked something in my brain.
Was everyone tuning in to watch Tony Hawk land this trick? We knew he had it up on his sleeve. Had he been practicing before?
I mean, I don't remember that much specifically, but I do remember the announcers were wondering, like, is he going to try the 900? Because he was talking about trying it, and I think people had seen him, like, attempt it. But, like, it was just... It was a life-changing event for skateboarding. He changed the face of skateboarding forever.
But now aren't like 5-year-olds landing 900s in the backyard every day?
That's how humanity progresses. Is like someone believes something to be impossible, and then someone does it. So there's all these TikToks now of runners who are like, I'm gonna run at this guy's pace for as long as I can, and he ran an entire marathon at this pace.
The time?
It's insane. It's like under 5 minutes, under 6 minutes. They get on the treadmill. They are running
an entire marathon in 6 minutes. What are you talking about?
No. His average pace per mile. When you run a marathon, people are like jogging for a little bit. They're sprinting for a little bit. It's not a dead sprint for the entire marathon.
It's like 5 minutes.
Maybe it's 5 minutes, but these people get on the treadmill. They look like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. It's like this. And these are professional runners, and they're going like this, and they get off after like a minute and a half. And this guy ran the entire marathon.
Holy shit.
It's fucking crazy, dude. This guy is like a superhuman athlete.
So that's what I'm interested in, though, is like, where does the needle, like, how far will it truly get?
Yeah, what's the actual limit?
There has to be a point.
But maybe there isn't. I mean, they thought a 4-minute mile was impossible. It's like, you cannot physically run a mile in under 4 minutes. A human being.
Not unless you're on drugs.
I mean, I don't know if drugs are going to help, but
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Have you been hearing about Ozempic?
Yeah, Dude, I think so when you're like watching TikToks and you're seeing comments, I just always think to myself, this is 12-year-olds and 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds who are leaving comments and coming up with these things and coming up with these trends. It's children. So when you see some trend about, oh, this is the thing that's happening, it's like, is it really what's happening, or are you?
A lot of people in LA are on Ozempic, Mike.
Is that a real thing?
People we know are on Ozempic.
What is it? It's a weight loss drug?
It's a diabetes drug that like helps people like lose weight.
And what is it, illegal? Is it a problem?
No, what's the issue here? I guess the issue or the concern is that like this is a diabetic medication, and if people are just taking it like for their own like,
It's going to run down the supply for people who actually need it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
If you want to get really, healthy.
I only know a little bit about it, so I was curious if you knew more about it.
I don't really. So when I see a trend like that, or when it.
Get it out. It's okay.
You just see people like, for example, Sam Smith did his Grammy performance, and he dressed up like as the devil, and he like, you know, made a little, like, he just made it very like overtly about hell and the devil and whatever. And he's, you know, doing this performance, and during the performance I was joking like, oh, this is why we can't watch the Grammys, son, because this is the devil worship. And I was like making a joke how people are gonna like think about, and then you go on TikTok and it's like, you see they're all rubbing it in our faces, these are all devil worshipers, and it's like got 7,000 comments of people who believe this is an Illuminati reference and they're sacrificing children in Hollywood. And it's like, dude,
That stuff I think is pretty wild.
Like, you live in a basement in Missouri. You don't know what you're talking about. This is just art. It's a performance. It's made to get you to talk about it. It's not worshiping the devil. He's wearing a red suit.
It's all intentional just to create more buzz.
But it's not because they're not going to satanic rituals and slaughtering goats. Like, he's a fucking pop star. He's not, I don't know. Yeah. I just think it's so silly. And then you see this on TikTok. Those are the same people that are like, oh, Ozempic, and it's the new drug that celebrities are. It's just like, nobody knows anything. Everybody's an idiot. Just show me the funny stuff. That's all I want to see. That's my theory.
I know. Well, that was a good time.
Yeah. Nice one-on-one. Hopefully this camera angle isn't too annoying. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think people are fine. I'm sure it's fine. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Be sure to check out Good Influences as well, our other podcast. Also, add me on Snapchat. I'm posting a lot of stuff on there. And then, follow me on Instagram and TikTok and all of that jazz. Mike, do you have anything to plug?
Nope. Just keep listening to the show. Leave a comment, subscribe, share it with a friend. We're looking to do big things in 2023. And we just want to grow the audience. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love you guys.
See you next week.
See ya.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.